Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your chance to win tickets to see Aerosmith coming up. Aerosmith at Climate Pledge November 24th. We'll give you the secret word at 4:20. And when you hear that, text that to 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, our question, what is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Right before we get to the phones, Miles and I were talking outside about the conjoined twins, the one who got married. And aside from all the logistics of what it is to have a romantic relationship in that situation, a couple other things. They're driving. HOV lane. Seriously, if I'm a cop and I pull them over, because initially
they're technically two people.
They are. So I think they get the pass.
Or the one occupant.
Yeah. Right? But then Miles made a good point. Okay. If one of them is driving, do they both have to have a license? Because remember, the one on the left controls the left side of the body.
Right.
The one on the right controls the right side of the body. Let's face it, when you're driving, you want all of your limbs in compliance.
And can you sync up from a brain perspective to be able to put two hands on the wheel and drive,
the car?
Because your feet are going to work the brake and the pedal fine.
Right.
Even worse yet, do you end up fighting each other? Like, we need to change lanes right now, or we need to take this exit. No, we're going to take this exit.
Speed up or do this right.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you end up fighting yourself?
Would it even be worth trying to get a driver's license at that point? Just knowing that you're going to occasionally... Look, you can have a conflict with your significant other, but they're not driving. They're just sitting in a different
seat. I think it's going to be safer because you'll never not see a blind spot.
That's a good point. You look that way, I look this way. Would you have to adjust the rearview mirrors?
Yes, I think you do.
Would you add two? And I'm not being funny. I'm saying at this point, would you want both, like basically to have their own, because they're both driving.
Not to be insensitive, seeing them, I don't know that they have a whole lot of neck movement.
That is, yeah, that's a good point.
They tend to be a little bit more stagnant, so I would think that it would just kind of sit the way that it is.
Not only that, but I don't know how your world works with people, friends, significant others, everything. Yeah. Whoever gets in my car doesn't want the same temperature that I do, and vice versa. So as far as the air vents blowing on you, what the temperature of the air is the seat heater on? Is it not on? All these different things that kind of
can
come
I
into
sleep
play.
While you drive?
Yeah,
like I'm tired. Like, well, I'm tired too, man. Well, I want the headrest.
Well, I mean, you could drive with one hand.
Yeah, I'm just saying, every girl, freezing cold woman.
Yeah, but you don't use your left
always
foot.
Cold.
Okay, but they both can control the feet, right?
No, they get the right sides.
One gets the brake, one gets the
I thought you said everything
below.
You
can't drive with both feet, though.
You're sharing it, but your body controls half.
But he's saying each head, the head on the right controls the right arm and leg.
Okay.
So you definitely need them to be awake.
I just thought that he said below the heart, they're connected.
They are, but for whatever reason, I think they still have control. Okay. I don't know.
From the heart up, they're connected.
Right. No, from the heart down.
Heart down. Yeah. Yes. What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
You think they can play like Xbox? Because you need both hands for the controller. Like, do you eventually get like
Do you think it'd be an advantage if you have one body controlling the one controller, but you have two different perspectives to understand what's going on?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it might give you an absolute advantage.
You got one watching stats and heads up display.
That's
and
what
all
I'm
that.
Saying, man. And the other one is just doing the thing. Right.
Here's another case, different scenario. All right. We'll find out what they've got going on.
More conjoined twins.
Conjoined twins, Lori and George Schappel. So we have a female and we have a male.
Have you seen what they look like?
I have not.
Okay, so in this case, just real quick, we have the married couple. I'm sorry, the twins were the one who's married. It's one body. There's two heads on the body. The second group of conjoined twins you brought up, I'm not sure. But this third group, the one you're talking about now, I believe George is basically a full-grown individual. His sister, who's connected at the forehead, okay?
All right.
Is maybe 2.5 feet tall or something like that, but to connect at the forehead. So when he walks forward, he has to physically pick her up like a ventriloquist dummy going the other way.
And they're both facing a different direction.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Lori and George Schappel, who pursued separate careers, interests, and relationship during lives that defied medical expectations, they died earlier this month in Pennsylvania. They were both 62, and they outlived everything that everyone thought that they could.
Sure.
The twins, listed by the Guinness World Records as the oldest living conjoined twins, died April 7th at a hospital at the University of Pennsylvania. Cause of death, not detailed. Obviously, a lot of complicated things going on there. When we were born, the doctors did not think that we would make it to 30. We proved them wrong, Lori said in an interview when they turned 50, per the Philadelphia Inquirer. George, he came out as transgender in 2007.
You think his sister's like, really, man, are we doing this? Come on.
Yes. Now, the Inquirer reports that Lori was once engaged to be married, but her fiancé died in a car crash.
Oh, my God, for real.
Okay. They were born in 1961 in West Reading, Pennsylvania, had distinct brains.
She was going to get married.
But her husband, fiancé, died in a car crash.
No, I get that, but in their case, and again, to get back to logistics, and again, I'm not trying to be funny, but we go with the first conjoined twins. It is one body, it's two heads. In this case, they're connected by the forehead. So even if you go in...
So two separate bodies.
Yeah. Two separate bodies, but her body is connected to her brother by the forehead, and he carries her around, so mm-hmm. even... I mean... Look, man, if he's going to get a face full of butt if she wants to hook me up, right? I mean, yes.
So they both have their own distinct brains and are conjoined at the skull. George, who had spina bifida, was 4 inches shorter and was wheeled around by Lori on an adaptive wheeled stool. Now, despite each having to go where the other went, it was very important for both to live as independently as possible. Both graduated from a public high school. Both took college classes. George went along.
Was one going to go to a private school?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they kind of have to go to school together.
Well, George went along for 6 years as Lori worked in a hospital laundry room. So George was there. Do you pay them both?
No. I mean, because she has the job.
Wait a minute.
She has the job. And I think George is like, I'm not helping
but he's
you.
He's there.
I am there. It's like bring your kid to work day. My kids do not help
just
me
stand
prepare.
Okay, you hire me as a dishwasher. Right?
All right.
Okay, we can get twice as much work done. Each kid paid. Keep the kitchen moving along pretty quickly. Or I could just stand there and watch you wash dishes while you get paid. Now, if it's me, I say, look.
But you have to apply for the job, man. You either have to apply for the job or negotiate with
your
sister.
I'm already there.
We know.
But I should get paid if I'm going to wash the pots and pans. Lori, you do the dishes.
You have to apply, man.
But I should.
Your brother didn't get hired, but you're qualified.
But
you think about it, you got to bring him to work every day.
No, look, you pay us both an hourly wage, man. We are kicking ass in the kitchen. Look, man, chopping up vegetables, you name it, whatever the deal is, I'm on the line, right?
I don't know if they pull it off. Okay, I'm thinking about a restaurant and. You got the job, but the one who got the job is the smaller of the two. So now, basically...
I got to hold you up while you work.
You'll stand on a stool, but my back is to the line the whole time. Even when she's folding laundry, just because of how they are fused together, he would have to have his back to the laundry.
Right, they're mm-hmm. facing opposite directions.
And then he still has to like hold her up.
Yes, now, not only did he go along for 6 years as Lori worked in a hospital laundry.
That is a patient brother.
But Lori is a trophy-winning bowler, according to the obituary notice.
What?
And gave up a job in 1996
so her sibling could launch a country music career.
Yes.
Gave up a job so that the sister could launch a country music career. I believe, do we have any of the music?
Yeah, I walked in early and said, hey, Mike, Google this guy. That he has a song somewhere. And Mike, much like most people, had no idea who he was. And man, the video popped up, and it is a unique...
The guy is singing or the girl is singing?
So the guy is transgender now, okay? But it would have been the guy. He's the bigger of the two. But even when you look at the video, I think that's right.
No.
No? Wait.
No, she's singing.
God damn it.
Well, they're both she.
Wait. Mm-hmm. But... the one who had the job quit the job so that the other twin could do... So, George.
Okay. George quit his job.
Wait, George quit his job?
Yes.
I had it mixed up. My bad. Right. Okay.
Yeah, you have it. So, here's the country music career.
Oh, I have it.
Yeah, okay. And let's see what I have. Oh, there we go. So, don't say that word. Not the one. We
both heard too much. You made it. It's... I mean... the video's as bad as the song, man.
That's country, huh?
That is awful.
The song is called The Fear of Being Alone.
Oh. Well, she didn't worry about that.
I know. That's what Mike and I were saying. Exactly. I'm like, I think you're okay on that front.
And the video I was showing you was the music video that they had for this.
So that's, gave up a job for this career music.
I thought you'd like sing Head Games from Foreigner. You know, something a little brain damage eclipse.
What is that person?
Double Vision.
Double Vision, something.
What is her name again? It's all I'm getting is Reba McEntire, The Fear of Being Alone.
Lori Chappell. S-C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L. Chappell, I believe. Lori and George Chappell. Now, since the age of 24, they have maintained their own residence and have traveled extensively. Over the years, they appeared in many documentaries and
talk shows. How do they fly?
As well as an episode of Nip Tuck.
I'm not being funny. Again,
well,
when
one can't get a window seat and one get an aisle seat. That's a fact.
Neither of them can look out the window.
He just carries her on.
Well, they're facing different directions.
Right.
The problem with sitting in an airline is they're facing different directions. Southwest. That's how they do it.
Yeah, she'd basically be in his lap.
You could face each other.
Right.
That's what they do. It had to be Southwest. There's no other option.
I mean, listen.
Well, what have you ever been in an airplane with someone sitting backwards? Southwest, right?
You need to Google the picture to understand what we're saying. Logistically, I'm glad they traveled a lot. I would just assume it's in a service van, man. Because I mean, there's nothing built for you.
No. Yes.
You know,
separation nothing. Was deemed risky for the Chappell twins, but Lori told the AP in 2002 that she didn't think such an operation was actually necessary. In any case... you don't mess with what God made, even if it means you enjoy both children for a shorter time, she said. George also strongly ruled out the idea of separating, saying, why fix what is not broken?
All right. Hey, man, if it works for you. They seem to have the most inconvenient arrangement physically.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, because you reconjoined twins, and growing up, it was always the Siamese twins, right? That's what we used to know them as. And everyone was kind of fused roughly the same. Those guys, I want to say... had three shoulders between them. She had a right and a left side, and there's a little separation in between. That's what I always thought it was. Then we matured to conjoined twins, and you start seeing different scenarios, like the first one we talked about, where it's one body, two heads. These, with the country song there, I've never seen anything like it. Again, you're connected by the forehead, again. But one of you is at least 2.5 feet shorter than the other one. So they're always in front of you. It's almost like the guy who has long bangs, you know, you got to flip up his hair to see something. So they're always in front of you, and you have to carry them around or put them on a wheelchair or something.
And there was those other gals, I believe they were from Oregon, that were connected at the forehead, but they were at least decently the same height. So, I mean, obviously there's going to be some spinal issues with how you're growing in
Thank you, Mike, yes.
But you guys could still walk under your own power. And he literally does have to carry her in different places that
My
they go.
My question is this.
She needs a stool that is on a wheel
If they do, in fact, both have independent brains, and they are connected at the forehead... why is it that they cannot be separated at least that point on their body, even if they share the lower half of their body? Because
you're right, the brain is still going to be protected by the skull. But if their skull, it could be the issue, and I don't know. But the way they're connected, because keep in mind, it's not just the forehead. It's also like almost part of one of the eye sockets.
Right.
So I would think at that point, your brain's protected by your skull. Already going to be a risky surgery, assuming you have one head. But I guess they're... I don't think the skull's completely fused together from person to person.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying? So I think there's a definitive soft spot
Agreed.
And who knows what veins, arteries, neurological stuff, whatever, has fed from one side to the other. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing impeding the progress like your skull. So in this case...
I don't think it's two separate skulls. I think it's one massive skull that's fused together that could be two if development continued or whatever.
Right.
But if they were to separate it, I got the feeling that there would just be a gaping hole in both of their foreheads that would just leave...
Right, which you can reshape, I mean, Mike, like I said, man, that was not what I expected to see on that one.
And here's another weird story. We all know Celine Dion, and we know that she has not performed probably in over a decade, dealing with health issues and the passing of her husband and everything else.
But name two songs from Celine Dion.
My heart will always go on.
I know that's going to be the first one. Name another one. Because she's huge. She's massive. I can't name another song from her. And I know she has another hit, and I don't know what it is. But think about it. I mean, she is...
Oh, she has many of them. I just don't... I was never a fan of hers.
I've tried to hum it. Unbreak My Heart?
That was Toni Braxton, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that was Toni Braxton.
I don't know.
Easily confused with Celine.
Either way, Celine has what's known as stiff person syndrome. And
they don't have a more creative name for that.
Even as a non-doctor, I could look at her before she was diagnosed with this and say, she looks a little rigid.
She did. I just thought it was her personality.
I'm just saying. She says, quote, "I have not beat the disease, as it's still within me and always will be. I hope that we'll find a miracle, a way to cure it with scientific research. But for now, I just need to learn to live with it." And you understand that when someone who has that much money cannot find any medical treatment anywhere around the world. Celine is doing intensive physical therapy 5 days a week to counteract the symptoms. Quote, "I work on my toes, my knees, my calves, my fingers, my singing, my voice. I have to learn to live with it now and stop questioning myself."
But she can dance the robot like nobody's business.
She adds, "Life does not give you any answers. You just have to live with it." And basically, it just seems to me like you're just stiff all the time.
Are you just like atrophying? Is it something that gets progressively worse? Like Mick Mars from Motley Crue, formerly of Motley Crue, right?
Right.
Like his bones started fusing together.
But he doesn't have the stiff person syndrome, which tells me that it's different. Because I agree, he's got...
And his gets progressively worse.
Right. Ankylosing spondylitis, which, his skeleton is fusing together.
Man.
Wow.
Our question, what is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Taryn Daly, Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Coming up, we will sit and spin as the nominees have been announced for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have 10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up. So you get to hear some tunes from the bands. They will be inducted in, is it Cleveland?
Yeah, they do it in Cleveland.
I know they took it to L.A. for a while, a couple times in New York, and I guess they're back in Cleveland.
Isn't that great?
All that work life. Lifetime achievement. Yeah. Where do you get to go? Cleveland.
Yay.
I mean, and if you're good in football, you go to Akron. That's a hellhole, too.
God, it is.
That place sucks. I don't know what it is about sending
Hall
you to
Ohio. Hall of Fames aren't generally in the best spot.
They're not. It's never like New York City.
Right.
Washington, D.C. That's right. Cooper's Over is the basketball one.
It's, yeah, but if you went to Cleveland, you'd definitely go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum, right?
Massachusetts.
It's sort of an S. It's not Springfield. Maybe it is Springfield, Massachusetts. I don't know. Either way, but like you said, yeah, sports Hall of Fames. You don't want to go to that city.
No.
Cleveland is actually better than Akron or that place in Massachusetts or frickin' Coopertown for that sake. So at least Cleveland's got that going on. And yes, I would go there.
Yeah, I mean, Springfield.
It is Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Sure.
Yay.
So the 10 inductees in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up as we will sit and spin.
When I was coaching, me and my brother and another guy were coaching all-star Babe Ruth, right?
All right.
So you take like the best kids from that league that we had coached in, we make one team. So we win like we win the states in Maryland. You're going up to Western New York. There's two things to do on an off day. You're coaching a baseball team. Do you take the kids to the Baseball Hall of Fame, or do you take them to the racetrack up the street at Saratoga?
I'm guessing you went to the racetrack.
Goddamn right, we took them to the racetrack.
Yeah, it ain't more fun.
Nice facility there.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. We got some looks. Like I remember one other coach was like, "You took your kids to the racetrack," and me and my brother were like, "Yeah, it's Saratoga."
Yeah, come on.
Their parents could take them to the Hall of Fame.
Damn right. That's what parents
are taking them gambling. How old are these kids?
What were they? I think it was a 13-year-old All-Star game.
Okay. Close enough.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. If you're a teenager, you can handle it.
Tell me who you think would win, and I'll bet that amount for you.
All right. In this room here, as far as our question, what is different about your body than most people? Steve, do you have anything that you know medically that is different about you than most people? I know that you told me at one point in time, with your blood, it's like crazy.
I don't know if it's my blood or if it's where... So, the only thing on my body I really have to explain is the scar on my arm, which is not nature. That's me being drunk, right? But one of the last times I gave blood, the nurse stuck it basically where the scar is, and I know that where they reattach the artery, if I remember this correctly anyway, it's like this little piece of metal mesh, whatever the hell. They basically, they connect my artery back, then the artery grows over top of that. So, she jammed a needle in there. No big deal. You're in a room with 30 other people, but she keeps... She keeps looking over her shoulder back at me, and I have no idea why, because she's sticking needles in other people, keeps looking back at me, then runs across the room and rips the thing out of my arm, right? And I'm like, what the hell, man? And she's kind of smiling, and she points at the bag, she's giving a pint of blood, and she goes, look, honest to God, in all the years I've done this, I've just never seen anyone fill a pint bag this fast. She's like, this was crazy fast, like five times faster than it should be. And I'm like, well... I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but, like, you jam the needle in the place that they heal me up. Maybe it's flowing better. It's like, I don't know. So, no big deal. I don't give it another thought. But when you're done, you know, they make you, what, eat a cookie, drink a cup of juice or something like that. But I go out there, and there's a doctor out there. And the nurse just points and says, oh, that's him. So the doctor's like, ho, ho, I heard about you. You filled the bag in however long it was. And I'm like, is that really this big of a deal? He's like, yeah. He's like, that is crazy fast, man.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. There's no follow. I mean, they were kind of smiling, so I don't think it was anything detrimental. I mean,
that's a good thing.
What's that?
That's a good thing.
You think?
Yeah, because if you can't get blood out of people, that's a bad thing.
Well, sure, sure.
So I'd have to think that's a good thing, sign that everything's working super tough.
I
super
guess.
Good if it's flowing out.
Because they were like, Jesus Christ, you did that fast.
I've been on the opposite end of that.
Listen, you got any blood in your body, sir?
No, but we were taking banana bags in the desert at Burning Man
to
kind of rehydrate. I might have had a couple more beverages than my other buddy. So, like, my body sucked that bag down pretty quick.
Oh, like, really?
You still hooked up, man? He's like, yeah. He's like, I think you were real dehydrated.
Oh, damn.
How many bags did it take? One or two?
Oh, we were just doing one.
Okay.
But we would put it in the fridge, too.
Ooh.
So it was cold, so you could feel it going through your veins cold.
Now, Ted, do you have any medical things that you're dealing with or anything that you have in the past?
Double-jointed thumb.
Well, that's not really a medical issue.
Well, not a medical issue, but it's different. Most people's bodies can't do that.
Has it come in handy?
No.
Really? Even in the bedroom? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on my left hand.
I'd be like, bro, you're wiggling that thumb, you know, in places. You can't do it with your right hand.
Yeah, because really? This one's just double jointed, so there's two joints in there.
How does that happen? Why does that happen?
I think I was just born that way.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, like, what? I know that part, Ted. I'm saying, because I remember when I was a kid, I didn't really get what double jointed was. And then the first other kid I met was like, I'm double jointed. And, like, they pull their fingers all the way back and all that.
I used to be able to do that.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny if somebody, if you're playing a sport and you, like, hurt your hand, you could be like, oh, my God, dude, you broke my thumb.
Right.
Oh, just kidding.
I was born with scoliosis in two different directions.
Okay. But what do you mean, two different directions?
Well, my...
Both up and down.
It bends... So if you're looking at me this way,
all right.
It bends this way, and then it comes up and goes over like this.
So you're like a shepherd's hook.
It looks like a snake.
Yeah.
And then it connects to the top. Now, so I guess the brace was so Frankenstein looking at the time.
The day before is Gumpy.
And you're supposed to wear this either like so many hours a day or when you slept.
Okay.
But to sleep in this thing, from what I understand by the mechanics of it, would have been nearly impossible.
Floating off a bed.
For a kid who and that contraption's constantly changing because you're growing.
How old were you when they first stuck you in that thing?
They never did. My mom wouldn't let me.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I was two or three when they, I guess, my first diagnosis of it. But that's one thing I've been dealing with my entire life that just sucks. It's just nonstop back pain. I have it all the time.
But as the years go on, you'll look very wise like Yoda.
Was it like one of those back braces?
Yeah, exactly.
But you ever see it? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
So Dee, the woman on there, she had one when she was in high school, whatever, they do flashbacks.
All right.
So they would call her the aluminum monster.
Okay. It's not a very attractive piece that you're putting on your back.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's the most messed up thing you've ever seen in your life. And to send someone to school in that, or to send someone just into a grocery store in that, you know, you think you got somebody really special.
All right.
Instead, it's just, you know.
It's a bad back.
What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
I think bad knees, that just runs in my family, but a lot of families have that.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if you get older.
I don't know if there's anybody in my family who hasn't dislocated a kneecap.
Damn. Oh, by the way, before we go back to the phones, just real quick, I was looking up conjoined twins because I realized we got three stories about three different sets, and all of them are fairly recent. The one, unfortunately, passed earlier this month, but the other two are alive and kicking. So conjoined twins, they occur once in every...
One leg at a time.
How many births? Right.
I'll say 500,000. Million.
50 to 60,000.
Huh.
Oh. Right. I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, then that means a lot of twins have been able to be separated.
A lot, I think.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so approximately 70% of conjoined twins, male or female?
Female.
Female. And most are, that's sad, most are stillborn, but approximately 75% of conjoined twins, they're joined at least partially in the chest and share some organs with one another.
Okay.
And that's where I think the surgery gets tough, if you have one set of organs. You know, like, it can be a winner and a loser here. You know what I mean? That's no good.
That's crazy. What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jessica. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So what's different about your body?
So me and my brother, we both have this thing called dermatographia, or it's more commonly known as skin writing.
Skin what?
Skin writing.
Skin writing.
Yeah. So essentially what happens with me and my brother's skin is anytime something scratches us or say like our seat belts are too tight and it brushes against our skin a little too tight, we welt up within 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, has it always been that way?
Since we were babies.
Since you're babies. And did your parents, you wouldn't know it at the time, but if your parents shared any stories where they had to deal with the potential of dealing with CPS, if little kids keep showing up with bruising.
That I'm aware of? No.
Can you wear like a wool sweater? Like what is the weirdest thing that will immediately set you off?
Not necessarily. Like it's more like if we like scratch ourselves and we don't realize it. I remember when I played soccer and occasionally I had a ball hit me on the arm or unfortunately, one time on the face, my whole face will turn like the belted thing, and it gets warm on occasion when it's really cold. It's something, if we get that welt sometimes from that pressure, it gets warm as well.
And how long do these welts usually last, or does it depend on the impact of what hit you?
Pretty much like you're saying, yeah, it depends on the impact. If we get scratched really hard, it'll maybe last like a half hour, 45 minutes at the most. But if it's like a barely like a brush or something, then it'll maybe last for like 15.
All right, now, what if a cat gets you? You know, like on the arm.
Right.
Is that going to be a real problem for you compared to most people?
Not necessarily. I mean, if they break skin, yeah, it'll last a little bit longer, but...
Okay. Now, are you more sensitive to pain or is it just how your skin reacts?
It's more so how my skin reacts. I actually have really high pain tolerance.
Okay, now
that's just me.
Were there any occasions where, like when you're going through high school and you already knew you had to explain to all the other students why you have this big ass bruise on your forehead or cheek or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, at work, I bumped into things and don't realize it, or feel like, what's wrong with you? What's that giant welt on your, you know, on your arm? How'd that happen? Are you okay? I'm like, oh, I didn't realize it was there.
Do you ever lie about it and say, like, I have scabies? You know, just to make other people uncomfortable. No. Come on, man. You go. And one question, this comes from the text line. Are you a redhead? Because they say they've heard that this is common in redheaded people.
I am mostly Irish, so yes.
Okay.
I do have some red hair. It's mostly brown, but during the summertime, the red comes out.
How about sun? Does that bother you?
Not necessarily. Right. I mean, I'm not really great with the heat, but...
Well, a sunburn is an irritation of the skin, so right. I didn't know, like... You know,
I haven't met anyone with Irish heritage who says, I love laying on the beach. Because it does wonders for me.
That's why they live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a certain point in the sun I just, like, I got to get out of it.
Oh, yeah. And my God, man, we were in Ireland briefly, and I'm telling you, that is a pasty people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but it's noticeable. You know, we're in Dublin, and my buddy and I, we got the chance to go through Dublin for a little bit, but we got to go back to the airport because it's just a layover. And we're standing in line, and he keeps nudging me, and we're just pointing at the people. He's like, Jesus Christ, man. You think these people were freaking vampires?
What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you both today?
We're doing great.
Oh, great. Oh, so what's different about my body? Okay. Let's see. I was 13 years old, and I was hit off-roading by a drunk driver, and my leg was mostly severed.
Mostly severed. What does that mean? Mostly severed.
That means bones were on the ground. My foot was facing in the wrong direction. And bones were put back in my body. But I have a huge section missing out of the lower portion of my left leg.
What do you mean missing? Like a hole?
Missing. Like a big area of muscle mass tissue.
Is that in your calf or in your thigh?
No. It's in my, not my calf. It's in the frontal area, on the outer area. And so, it looks like a shark took a big bite out of me. And it's kind of a big running joke. If I go swimming in a pool, it's like, oh, what happened to you, the little kids?
So when you say it's missing, like legitimately, it's just not there.
Oh, no, it's not there. There's no muscle.
So explain exactly what again happened to you now.
So I got hit by a drunken driver off-roading, and my leg was crushed between a motor and a bar, and my leg was literally severed except for the carotid artery.
Were you off-roading, or were you on your feet?
No. I was on a off-road ATV.
Okay. So then you got hit by somebody who was driving another ATV drunk.
Yeah, exactly. So he was driving a sand rail, as they were called back then, and I was driving a three-wheeler. And I was 13 years old, and he plowed into me. And, my bones went splattering all over the ground, and good Samaritans and my physician assistant stepmother picked the bones up, put them in a Dixie cup, and put them back in.
A Dixie cup?
Yep, in a Dixie cup.
Did the guy who hit you stay to render any kind of assistance?
Oh, yeah, he shoved me down because I tried to stand up.
Okay, all right.
Get down!
Yeah, exactly. Down. You don't have legs.
So, are you ever apprehensive to wear a skirt or a dress or shorts or whatever?
Yes, for years. For years, I wrapped it, covered it, tried to hide it, was very anxious about it. Now, unless I'm doing sports, I don't cover it anymore. It's just a war wound.
All right. Oh, you know they made those three-wheelers illegal for a reason.
Yeah.
They're not the same as
the vehicle. Even now she got hurt.
What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So, when I was young, I had a birthmark. It's since gone away, but it was half of my torso was extremely light, and the other half of my torso was extremely dark, and it kind of looked like a continental, like a continental map. That's how I describe it.
I was picturing an Oreo cookie where they already unscrewed one part.
How's it not so bad anymore? Do they bleach that?
No, I just, when I was probably around 15 or 16, and I don't know, started going in the sun more often, it seemed to have gone away. It's like I just have one shade torso now. I'm just a white guy, but...
No, I'm just a white guy. Mm-hmm. I used to be both.
Exactly. I was dropping the N-bomb in elementary school. People question me. I just my shirt up.
They just let me say the first half.
Yeah, it just, you know, I was super insecure about it when I was really young, but then it actually became cool. And so I'm kind of a, you know, I became a little bit upset when it started to kind of fade away. And now I have a, you know, a one-tone torso.
So you actually kind of miss your two-tone?
A little bit. Okay. A little bit.
Huh. Interesting.
That's a all weird right. thing.
What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
From the text lines, my family has a history of extreme supernumerism. Anyone know what that is?
No.
I didn't either. Basically, it's extra teeth. My sister had 32 extra teeth taken out of her mouth. Keep in mind, the average adult who does not smoke meth has 34.
I've got a wisdom teeth that floats in my cheekbone. I have a fifth wisdom tooth that's way up in the middle of my face.
I've got one of those as well. And I said, look, it's not going to come out.
It's what it is. Yep.
And the guy that sent the text in, his brother has an additional 13 teeth. Have you ever seen the x-rays of that?
Oh, yeah.
God. You ever seen him eat corn?
Like a champion.
One bite.
Joey Chestnut doesn't stand a chance. Right. What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Now, sure, you'll be in the bathroom for an hour brushing his teeth.
No, you're not.
How much flaws do you go through?
You don't get into the competition.
What do you mean?
No.
Why not? I didn't do anything.
I did not do anything illegal.
On the cob, No. I didn't do anything illegal. There's no performance enhancing drugs. I just have 32 extra teeth, man. That's how nature made me. You got to be able to put me in there.
Now, if you've got
got six fingers, are you going to kick him out of handball? I say no.
Albany ain't going to win some piano competition.
If you had a third working arm, there'd be an issue, I think, if you could play football, be a receiver.
But couldn't you make the argument, like, look, man, there's no rule that says you must have two arms. Because if my team decided to hire a one-armed receiver, while people would say that is ill-advised, no one would stop you from doing it, and they say, good for that guy.
All right?
So... Well, there was a one-footed kicker in the league. So if I have three arms, it's like, look, man, I just have three arms. There is no rule that says I must have two arms.
Tom Dempsey kicked basically with a club.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All right, you got webbed toes and webbed hands, and you win the gold medal at the Olympics. I'm calling BS.
I think that's fine.
I think it's fine. A lot of those swimmers that do well have slightly thicker and longer webbing than most of us, which is part of the reason. Look, this is what happens. You're a basketball coach at the high school. A freshman comes in. You don't know him. This freshman is 6'4 and lean. You're going to approach him. Maybe he can play basketball. Maybe he can't, but you're going to try to encourage him. I'm the swim coach at a high school, and Johnny Longarms over there, the webbed-ass duck hands, like, hey, man, do you swim? You're the guy I want on the team because you're built for this.
Yep. How many times in different schools were you approached about joining the basketball team?
Every time I went to a different school. Yeah.
What is different about your body than most people? 206-803-ROCK.
As the honest guy, every single time I went to a new high school.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, within 2 days. Guy. Yeah, they'd always have their hands in their pocket. Like, hey, I'm the coach here. Football, basketball. Come on. You play basketball? What do you think? Why do you ask?
Dude, I went to school with a 7-footer. He never got much playing time at DeMatha, but he got a full ride to Maryland because they were like, he's 7'1". We could do something with
him. But defense, bro. Hello, Deborah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how are you?
Hola. Doing good, Deb. Thanks.
Hola. Of course, right? Yeah, I ended up had diverticulitis and have emergency surgery. And about halfway through the 7-hour surgery, my husband, the surgeon, came out and says, hey, we can put her back together or we can proceed beyond. But if we put her back together, she's only got 6 months to live. And if we go ahead and do what we got to do, we'll be okay.
Oh, I'd have put you down.
Yeah, I'd say, I hope this didn't happen 4 months ago.
Oh, really?
I know. But you know what? I was so angry for about 6 weeks. And it was like, how could you do this to me?
Wait. He didn't want you to die.
With you?
So he actually really was going to put you down?
No,
she's mad that she has a colostomy bag.
Oh, all right, okay. I was like, I thought your husband said, yeah. I'll get a new one.
But when I woke up and it was like, how dare you? You know, and it was like, really? And I was so angry. I mean, I had to find a forum, which I did find. And, good. You know, and I forgive him, but
I would hope so. See, this plays what we always say. When you're the husband, whatever you do, you made the wrong decision. Yeah. You said you wanted peanut butter. I didn't know you had to have Peter Pan. This time we've always had Jif. I did not know. When they said she can die in 6 months or live with a colostomy bag, I went colostomy bag, babe. I'm sorry.
How have you?
Feels like an easy call.
How have you adjusted to it? You doing okay with it now?
I adjusted to it. I don't like it, but you know what? I'm sitting out here with the campfire right now with my husband, and you know what? It's all okay.
Now, do you still urinate?
You know, another day.
Do you still urinate regularly?
Yeah.
So you still pee.
You just don't poop out the bottom end. You poop out the tummy side end.
Right. Okay.
Well, for some of us, that's a dream. But how long ago did all of this happen?
A year and a couple months.
Okay. All right.
So he's had less than a year being angry.
I don't know. If I had to make a judgment call on somebody's life like that, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Go colostomy bag.
I will tell you this. One of the weirdest parts about camping, no matter how you do it, if you glamp, if you go out in a tent, if you go hiking, whatever the deal is, it's always the pooping issue. So at least you're doing what you love, knowing the fact that your life is a lot more easier than anybody else out there.
I don't have to stop along I-5 to find a urinal or find a bathroom. You know, I mean, because it's right there. I think of it that way, and it's like, well, maybe it's a blessing in one way, but maybe, I don't know.
Deborah, still alive. Buy yourself an RV and just go road tripping on the highways, man.
Exactly.
Deborah, how old are you?
I'm 73.
Okay.
Let's cut the husband a little slack.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He wanted you still around.
If you were 100, but like, you got a lot of life to live.
This is the guy. You know that husband saying,
I've saved your life.
Do you know why my wife's mad at me? What'd you do, man? Why are you at the bar? Oh, my wife's pissed. What'd you do? Well, I told the doctor don't let her die.
Yeah.
And she has a colostomy bag and she's pissed.
Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. We've got 10 inductees into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up as we'll sit and spin. And your email's coming up next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.